That I want to focus on for the duration of this message, and that is, you are important. Now, if the creator of the universe, after creating all that he created, decided to create you, you are important. He wasn't bored and didn't have anything else better to do. He intentionally, by divine design, created you. He shaped you. He molded you. He put you together. In your mother's womb, the hand of God formed you. You are important. Listen, being important is not based on how many mistakes you've made. Being important is not based on how many times you've fallen. Being important is not based on how many good deeds you have done. Being important is not based on the feeling that you feel right now, whether it's a good feeling or a bad feeling. Being important is not based on how people treat you. Hey, Bishop, Kim, You are important. Can I give you that Christmas gift? Your importance. Now, what does importance mean? Check this out now. I went and I defined importance. And it says that to be important is the state of being, of great significance and of value. Being important is a state of being of great significance and of great value. That's why I want to give that to you today. I want to give you the illumination of your importance. Because sometimes we can go through situations that will have us feeling a certain way. But if we understand that our importance doesn't come from what we have done or what we are going through or how we may feel at the time, your importance isn't based on that. Your significance is not based on a temporary circumstance. Your significance, your greatness, your value, it's based on the fact that you were created in His own image. In the image of God, He created you. Male and female. So now, I went to the thesaurus and I did a further investigation on this word importance, because I like synonyms, because synonyms helps you to expand upon the idea of importance. Now, here are some of the words that I discovered. One of the synonyms is critical. Critical. Do you know it's critical that every time your heart beats, it's critical that it beats blood through your vessels? Because if your heartbeat does not pump the blood through your vessels, you are having a stroke. You're having a heart attack because something is intruding upon the normal flow. It's critical that your heart pumps that blood through your veins. It's important. Now, if your heart is important, your soul is important. Because your soul has to know that it's important. Because if your soul don't know, then your mind don't know. That means your thinking will not be in accordance to who you are. Because you will let circumstance and people and situations redefine who you really are. Your circumstance and what you go through and how old you get and your failures and your flaws and all of your accomplishments and your achievements, that's not making you important. It might be a fruit of your productivity, but your production comes from the importance of who you really are. And who you really are is the image of Almighty God. That's why you can be scarred on the outside and still be beautiful. That's why you don't have to fit in with the cliches and with the culture in order to still feel good about yourself and in order to have significance and confidence of who you are. If you If you understand your importance, you're going to be confident. Can I speak some confidence in your life? You are critical. Your family is depending on you to pump that love through the veins of your heritage. Your children are critical. It's critical that you do what you need to do, that you know who you are, so that you can continue on the course. Because life is going to have different experiences, and they're not all going to be good. But you cannot let what you go through devalue who you are. My God, I come by here today to let you know you are important. You are important. You are important, even though you might not even feel that what you're doing is making any sense. But as long as you're doing it from the love that has been embedded in who you are, I'm telling you, you're making a difference. I'm telling you, they appreciate you, even if they don't say that they appreciate you. Sometimes they act like they don't appreciate you. But don't you let that doubt come into the crevices of your soul and cause you to be depressed, cause you to be despondent, cause you to try to take yourself away from where you need to be. You gotta stand in your importance. Because let me tell you something. After you're gone and the family expands, the grandkids got grown kids, the blessing that the Lord has placed on your life is so important that you transfer the wealth to the next generation. And if the devil can fight you anywhere, he wants to fight you in your mind. He wants to put doubt into your mind. But I come waging war today, because the devil is not going to steal your identity. The devil is not going to have you confused today. Today is the day of a mind transformation. That you are significant. That you are valuable. And that you are critical in your life and in your family. The things that you're doing is making a difference. It's going to live forever. And definitely if you're doing it for Jesus. Definitely if you're doing it for God. Your works will last forever. You will live forever, even though you got to go. You will leave your fingerprint. You will leave your DNA. Because that's how important you are. If you don't show up, Rosa Parks just would have went to the back of the bus. But Lord, I'm so glad that somebody, they stood up in their importance and they made a difference, because they didn't back down from who they are. They didn't shrink. They didn't run. They didn't abandon their post. But they stood flat-footed up against the devil and say, I refuse to give up my mind to you. I refuse to be all disgusted and mad at the world and don't even know I'm mad. Oh, I found the key. I'm made in the image and in the likeness of God. And can't nobody take that away. Can't nobody snatch that and strip that from me. Because I'm important. You are important. And you might not be important to the neighbors next door. You might not be important to the people sitting on Capitol Hill. You might not be important to them, but you are important. Your importance is not based on how other people perceive you, how other people treat you, or how other people relate to you. Your importance is based on your identity. It's critical. Here's another word. Influential. If you are important, your life is critical to the operation of the world. You are influential. Whatever you're doing, it don't matter who you are. You can be a father. You can be a mother. You can be an auntie. You can be a cousin now. You can be the pastor. You can be the deacon. You can be the usher. You can be the satellite man that put the dishes up at the house. You can be the person that changed the tires. You can be the mechanic. You can be the plumber. It doesn't matter who you are. You have an influence. You have the power to change somebody else's life because of your influence, because of your importance. You are important. Your deeds, and definitely your good ones, they are important. Because everything you do, you're leaving the very fingerprint of God. Everything you do, everything you touch. That's why he said everywhere your foot trod, you're going to have authority. Everything your hands touch to turn to gold. Why? Because it's the fingerprint of God. You're made in his image and in his likeness. You are important. You are influential. And here's a prophetic word for somebody. You are well known. You are well known throughout your generation. You are well known throughout your heritage. You are well known throughout the generations to come. Because you stood flat-footed up against the devil and you declared who you are. And you realized that I am a child of God. I am an heir according to the promise. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Glory to God. I'm connected to the beloved. I'm a partaker of the divine nature. I'm a king. I'm royalty. Hallelujah. I'm great. I'm important. I know who I am. Hey, who I am is not based upon who you perceive me to be. But I am a child of God. I'm the image of God. Hallelujah. When you see me, you see the Father. Hallelujah. Why? Because I'm created in his image and I'm important. And my legacy will live on. I wish somebody would say, my legacy gonna live. My legacy gonna live. I live my life to be a shining star. They gonna be dazzled by this light for years to come. Glory to God. Because I got a glory that's on me that's gonna go from generation to generation. From glory to glory. Hey, Corliss. I love you. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you. You are important. I wish somebody would just look in the mirror and say, I'm important. The devil tried to make me feel like I was insignificant. The devil tried to make me feel like I didn't have a purpose in life. But oh, now that I look back over my life and I think things over, I see that that there was a reason why I went through what I went through. Because if I had not went through it, I wouldn't have known that he would never leave me nor forsake me. I would have known that he could come through supernaturally and change things around. I wouldn't have known how great I was had he not come and touched me. I wish somebody say, I'm important. Come on, somebody. Say it. I'm important. I'm important. I'm important. I have a reason to be here. And I'm going to stand here, even if sometimes I don't understand. Come on. Even when sometimes you just want to give up and quit, all you got to do is just say, devil, you better get back. I'm important. Glory to God. I'm a child of God. And you know what? I'm influential and I'm leaving a legacy. I'm well known throughout my generation and throughout my family. Hallelujah. Here it is. When you are important, here's another word. Pressing. P-R-E-S-S-I-N-G. Pressing. When you are important, you are pressing. Have you ever seen the press? As soon as the press hear about a story, what they do? They go and press for questions. They go and press for answers. Hallelujah. They go and press and find out what's going on. When you are important, that's what you do. You're supposed to find out what's going on in them children's life. You're supposed to be asking questions about your loved ones. You're supposed to be helping and supporting and loving. You know why? Because you're important. It's significant that you do that. It's important that you call them and get on their nerves. It's important. Don't you give up your importance because you belong here. Hallelujah. You are valuable. There's no other person. There's no other personality like yours. God gave us a gift when he gave the earth you. Don't you give up now. You don't go down without a fight. Hallelujah. There's generations depending on your value. You got to be pressing. There's love in the press. Oh, I don't know where it's coming from. But there's love. There's love in the press. There's love in the press. I want you to think about it. I want you to think about black history. And I want you to think about how they was relentlessly out there marching and demonstrating. They didn't do it just one day. They didn't do it just one year. They was out there year after year after year. With blood and sweat and tears. They was pressing the issue. That's what you got to do with your importance. That's what you got to do with your significance. You got to keep on pressing. You got to keep on doing you. You got to be the best you that you could possibly be. Because you are important and your family needs you. Your community needs you. Your church needs you. You are important. I don't know where these burdens are coming from, but I declare to you today that you're not going to die today. You're going to live and press. You are unique. You know, you can go, when they make cars, they put cars on the assembly line and they put them all together. And they don't make just one car, they make a whole bunch of them. It's a mass production. And all of them look alike. They change the color sometimes. They put a different interior. But for the most part, they're all alike. Because they're a mass production. Don't you go to looking at the rest of the world and forget that you are significant. Don't go looking at everything and get lost in the population and lose the awareness and the consciousness of your importance. Because you wasn't no mass production. There's nobody like you. They might look similar to you, but they don't got your fingerprint. They don't got your eye design. They don't got your toes. Every wrinkle and every hair on your head is unique and significant. You are important. You are important. Oh. You are relevant. Don't think you irrelevant. That's another word, relevant. You are relevant. You are relevant. You are relevant. That means, look, you just in the right time. You are on time. Don't think that you so old-fashioned that you insignificant. I don't think because your uniqueness is different from the culture that somehow you're irrelevant. No, you're relevant because you are important. Because you are significant. Because you got great value. Because you are unique. And you have your place in life. You are important. Everything about you is unique. You ever realize that you can't really, can't nobody really get you? Have you ever felt like that? You really can't get me. You really can't understand me. I mean, we talking and we close, but there's just something. You can't get me all the way. Why? Because they ain't supposed to get you. Because if they got you, that means there's a double you. And that's going to take away from your importance. That's going to take away from your significance. That's going to take away from your uniqueness. I wish I had somebody that was confident enough to just declare wherever you are that I'm important. If I was you, I'd scream it out loud. I'm important. It's critical that I live. It's critical that I live. Here's another word. Essential. When you are important, you are essential. You are essential. Here's another one. You are notable. That means your life is noteworthy. You are notable. You are somebody that people will never forget. Even though it feels like they done forgot about you now, trust me, they ain't forgot about you, baby. You just that significant. You left your fingerprint and your footstep on the souls of many. You in their mind. Even when they lose their mind, they might come to themselves and say, where's such and such? Because it's somewhere within the facsimiles of their imagination. They still can sense the importance of who you are to them. Thank you.
I'm going to close now. But let me say this. You were created uniquely. You were created with certain talents and certain gifts that's uniquely designed for you and your personality. It's important that you live your life to the fullest. If you can talk, talk. If you can influence, influence. If you can give, give. If you can love, love. Because it's important that you know how important you are to life. You are significant. What you bring to the table, others are incapable of bringing, because you are unique. You are important. You are created by divine design to live out the fullness of who you were created to be, so that the grave was still nothing that God desired to be expressed through your life. You are important. Remember that. Don't give up. You are important. Don't walk. You are important, and don't get distracted. Lord, you are important. Don't worry about them. Let them do what they do. Remember who they. Creating us and making us His word. You are important. That's who you are. Live your life without apology. That's who you are. You are important. You got great value. Don't stress. Be a blessing. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for the universal touch, the supernatural breath, the Holy Spirit unction. We thank you for reminding us who we are. We are created in your image and in your likeness. We may have flaws and scars, but that's not who we are. We have great value, great significance. And we thank you for making us partakers of this
divine nature. Now let every lying demon and every religious spirit be rebuked out of the minds and the hearts of your people in the name of Jesus. And may they live free of worry and stress and guilt and shame. And may they walk upright. May they do it in Jesus' name. May every broken heart be mended and every scar healed. And every worry cast into the sea of forgiveness along with every sin. Let us become your righteousness, your peace, and your representative in the earth. Give us this day, O Lord, our nourishment. Protect us from the evil one. Help us to forgive our brothers and our sisters who mistreated us and used us. Lord, guide us in your way. Give us victory today. We pray it because we say it. We say it because we believe. And we believe it because we know we will receive it in your matchless name. Oh God, clean us out, freshen us up, so we can be a sweet aroma in the heavens. Lift our heads, oh ye gates, and be now lifted up. Because the King of Glory, he's walking in to the dark spaces of the night. He's doing it supernaturally, victoriously, instantly, divinely, miraculously. Ooh. Amen.
You are a Lord. That's who you are. There's nobody like you. I'm Herbie McLean, Herbie Mack. I'm the encourager. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. For more information, you can go to my website at herbiemack.org. Well, until next time, may Jesus keep you in perfect peace. I love you and Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.